You gave him $4,000 to hold while he was looking for a car for you.
Her money took a one-way trip.
I felt like I should have given her something, but then she's going around telling people I stole it, so I'm like, no.
But that's not his only excuse.
I have text messages saying that he owes me and that he was paying me back.
That's what anybody would do when they've had too much to drink and they miss somebody. Drunken text. We all done it.
Only fools do it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Angela Woodard is suing her ex-boyfriend, Richard Goolsbee, for misappropriating money she gave him to purchase a car on her behalf.
Order. All rise. This is case number 363 on the calendar in the matter of Woodard versus Goolsbee.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
All right, Ms. Woodard. You and the defendant lived together. You dated for a while, and this is your claim. You claim that you wanted a new car. According to you, the defendant knew the area better than you did. And when you got your tax returns back, you gave him $4,000 to hold while he was looking for a car for you. Well, things started to go south, but about 4 months later, not 4 days, not 4 hours, not 4 weeks, 4 months later, he hadn't found a car for you, and you said, I want my money back. That's why we're here. Then you broke up. Now, Mr. Goolsbee has an entirely different account of what happened, which actually sounds far more reasonable to me, that you were living together, that he had a lot of bills, that you got a refund back, that you gave him the money to pay off these debts that he had because you were living together as a couple. And the only time he asked for the money back is after you broke up. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with you.
Okay.
Just because.
Okay.
I have to keep myself amused in this job. I've been doing it a long time. Tell me when she gave you the $4,000, and was it exactly $4,000?
Yes, ma'am, it was exactly $4,000. And when was the...
Did she give it to you by check or cash?
Cash.
$100 bills.
Yes, ma'am.
And where did she get the cash from?
We withdrawed it from Walmart. It was her income tax check.
So somehow it gets to Walmart. I don't know how it gets to Walmart.
It was on a card. She had a card from her taxes instead of them sending a check. And so she could only take out so much. And I said, we'll take out X amount of dollars. You can take it all out at Walmart. So we went, took all $4,000 out at once. Okay.
Go ahead.
And so then after that, we did look for a car for a while. And then she said to me, why don't you pay off your debts? I'll keep staying with you like I'm doing, rent free, bill free. And then after that, you know, everything was good for a little while. And then she ended up just leaving me. Found another somebody else
now,
to talk to. And
you were living, mm-hmm. How was she living rent-free?
She stayed with me.
Were you paying rent?
Yes.
So you were supporting her?
Yes.
How much was your rent?
It was around $100 a week.
What do you mean around $100 a week?
Yeah, I mean, for the rent money. Me and my sister lived together, so we all three were
staying. So you lived with your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
And you paid her $100 a week?
Mm-hmm.
And when did Miss Woodard move in with you?
Right around the end of February.
February of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
She alone?
Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't have children?
No, the children were there with us, no.
Does she have children?
Yes.
Where are they?
I'm not sure where they are right now.
Where are they?
With my parents, but I have them now.
How old are your children?
10 and 8.
How long have they been with your parents?
Oh, just for the couple of months that I was staying with him until I found a bigger place for us, for me and my children.
In what state did they live with your parents?
We just moved from Colorado to Tennessee. My mom, dad, my brother, sister, my kids, we all moved to Tennessee around the same time. So that was an in-between place for us to stay.
Where did you meet him?
In Tennessee at the place that we both worked at called Neighborhood Bar and Grill at the time.
And you were living with your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
In the same town with her family?
Well, within driving distance, like 10-minute drive from each other. We worked together, and then where I lived in Columbia was probably 10-minute drive from where we worked together and the area she lived in, too.
So you decided to leave your mother, your brother, your kids, and go and stay with him in his sister's house?
Well, no, the house was a little smaller that was comfortable for me and my family, so I gave the kids their own room and my parents, and it was just going to be temporarily, like a couple of months, until I found the right place for me and my children.
So you moved in with your boyfriend?
Right.
That's what it was. You moved in with your boyfriend?
Yes.
And you weren't paying rent?
Right.
And you were working?
I was.
And how would you get to work?
He would take me to work, or his sister would take me to work.
So, according to you, she said to you back in February,
That's when we actually were together.
But in what month did you actually take the $4,000?
We used it to pay off the bills around probably, I'd say about a month later.
March?
Mm-hmm.
What bills?
It was just some personal debt. I paid off some probation, and then...
What probation?
It was some probation I was on in Tennessee.
What kind of probation?
It was for a civil possession charge.
Possession of?
Marijuana.
And how much was your probation?
The full ticket was around $4,000, but I didn't use all that for that price.
How much did you pay off from the probation?
About $1,000 on that, and then it went to other things after that.
I have to make it clear to you, you don't have any papers in front of you,
mm-hmm.
so it would have been helpful mm-hmm. if you said, well, I paid off $1,000 for my probation, and here is proof of that. Instead of coming with just your smile,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't do it for me.
Right.
May do it for her. It doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
Didn't you know you were coming to court today?
Yes.
So why didn't you bring any of the paperwork?
I just couldn't find it, for one.
You couldn't find it, for one?
I couldn't find the receipt for that.
And then you couldn't find the receipt for how much do you still owe on the probation?
Probably about $2,500 more.
What do you mean, probably about?
Well, I can't give you a definite number. It's
why
right
not?
Around. Well,
how many times have you been on probation?
Once.
Well, I would know the exact penny that I owe. How much longer do you have to pay?
25 or something. I mean, it's not the exact number.
Where did you get the other $500 from if you spent about...
Well, I mean, I work. I have a job. I do pay my bills and stuff. It's just I got behind and she wanted to help out, and so that's what we did. She wanted to help out because she said I was helping
her
out.
What else did you pay for?
Some personal debt and...
No, you keep saying personal. I want to know. That's why we're here.
I owe my family some money, so she helped me pay that too.
Who did you owe? Hey.
My father.
What did you owe him money for?
Just him lending me to help me out in the past. I mean, we all need help sometimes.
How much did you pay him with the $4,000?
$1,500.
And when had he given you the $1,500?
It was just over a period of time. I mean, it wasn't no set date. It was just maybe a little here, maybe a little there. We worked together, have a construction business. There were times it got rough and we didn't have a full week. He didn't mind helping me out a little bit, so.
And what other personal debt?
Well, that was all the personal. It was just other things were just bills.
Give me.
Well, I mean, one was a credit card bill.
What credit card?
It was for Visa.
How much?
It would have been the rest of the amount, 25. That was all 4,000 spent.
That would be 5,000 that you just added up.
Okay, so I was off my math.
You know, thing is, I'm not so sure about you. Looking for a car and giving him $4,000. I'll let you tell me that story. I'm telling you right now, if it's any reasonable story, I'm going to feel very comfortable about you because I don't like him.
Okay.
I'm allowed not to like somebody. It's just a vibe that I get from him.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure whether I'm right or not. It's my show. Go.
Okay, Your Honor, I have a copy of my tax return. The money I got was...
She took out $4,000 from Walmart. I want to know how it came about that he paid off his probation with it.
Yes.
There's no question in my mind that you knew he paid off money on probation.
Yes, ma'am. I assumed it was $75. It was miscommunication. Later on, he told me it was a lot more than it actually was. I would never give him
that much money.
Let's
start. Right now, you're doing a fast double talk for me. So there's no question in my mind that he told you he had to pay off some probation. You
right.
said that's right.
That's right. I knew about his probation fines, but there's no way I would ever give him my money.
Now, don't tell me no way.
Okay.
When you took out the money and you handed it to him, how much did he tell you he was going to pay off on his probation?
He said $75, but I was, in the meantime, looking for a car on Craigslist for me and my children so we can get around. And I have text messages saying that he lost it, saying that he owes me and that he was paying me back.
Well, why don't you take a look at those?
That's what anybody would do when they've had too much to drink and they miss somebody. Drunken text. We all done it.
No, actually, I don't do it.
Your Honor, I have the
credit card.
Neither
does Officer Byrd, sir. Only fools do it.
Well, I guess I'm one.
You are a fool.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
She did not have a job. She was on parole.
Listen to me.
She needed help.
I'm going to dismiss your case 1, 2, 3, just like that. So
okay.
I want you to pay careful attention.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Woodard says ex-boyfriend Richard Goolsbee misappropriated money she gave him to purchase a car on her behalf. Richard claims Angela gave him the money to pay off his debts.
What does this mean? I'm done with arguing with you. I've been giving you money back for a few weeks that I lost. You were okay with that. Now you're not.
Because he was going to pay me $100 a week, and that's not okay. I want the lump sum at first, so I can get a car for me and my children, so I can get us around to school, activities, things that a normal mom needs, grocery store.
But when she gave me the money, she never said all that to begin with until now, and after she left me, then she wants it all back.
No, you told me.
And at that time, I told her that I would. I felt bad, and I felt like I should give her something, but then she's going around telling people I stole it, so I'm like, no. So that's when I stopped paying her.
How much money did you give her?
$300.
Within 8 months.
So...
because you would not accept. She wanted lump sum only. I didn't have lump sum. I had payment. And that she finally agreed to it a month ago.
Great. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,700. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I just excuse you, Ms. Stephan.
I'm very grateful for it. It means a lot for me. My kids were able to get a car to get around.
She walked out so easily on me and never gave a chance to just let things work. And after that, you know, I think she was talking to somebody else already, so it's all good.
Trust, big time. You can't trust somebody who's going to take from your children and you.
I loved her to death, loved her kids too, loved her family, and, you know, I would have done anything for her.
I don't trust anybody. Just go with my intuition from now on.
Watch out with money. Money's an evil thing, and it can ruin relationships, it can ruin families, it can ruin everything.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Coleman versus Manson. Step forward.
Coca Coleman is suing her cousin, Tamisha Manson, for damage to her car after a tree fell on it.
Miss Coleman, you had a car, and the car was destroyed when a tree fell on your car in the street.
Yes.
And it is your position that Miss Manson, who was a friend of yours, is responsible for that.
Yes, she is.
I'd like you to tell me how.
Well, first of all, Miss Manson is my younger cousin. Recently, me and my family decided to move to Charlotte for my husband to get a job. I own quite a few properties in Ohio, as well as a beauty salon. Miss Manson had just returned to our community, and she was trying to reestablish herself. So, me being a good cousin, I basically made her my business manager.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Shh.
Okay.
I don't care about your family history.
Okay.
I want to know how Miss Manson is responsible for a tree falling on your car.
The reason she is responsible is because I gave her the keys not only to my cars, but to my beauty salon. I basically made her my business manager to take care of all of my affairs.
Not basically.
I made her. I gave her those responsibilities.
Okay, so I assume you hired her.
I did not hire her because she needed... She was doing this.
Listen to me. If someone is your business manager, you hire them, you put them on payroll, you pay them, you pay their unemployment insurance benefits, you pay into Social Security. I want you to tell me how Miss Manson is responsible for a tree falling on your car.
She is responsible because I gave her the keys to everything that I owned. She did not have a job. She was on parole.
Listen to me.
She needed help.
I'm going to dismiss your case. 1, 2, 3, just like that. So
okay.
I want you to pay careful attention. I want you to tell me, without going into your family history, her family history, your relationship with each other, I want you to tell me how you think she's responsible for a tree falling on your car. Now, if you start out by saying to me, I gave her the keys to my car because we were moving, and therefore she should have parked it someplace else, that's your position. I don't care about parole. I don't care about business manager not. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to give you one final time, and then I'm saying goodbye to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Miss Manson, look at me. Don't look over there. Look over here. What part of look over here didn't you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Coca Coleman says her cousin, Tamisha Manson, is responsible for damage to her vehicle caused when a tree fell on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I asked Miss Manson to move my car
from my home that I just recently moved out of, and I asked her to store the car for me because we were going to sell the car in order to take care of our family.
Okay, so you gave her the keys and asked her to put it in a garage?
Correct.
Whose garage?
The garage at her father's home where she resides.
Go ahead.
Okay, I asked her to please garage the car.
You asked me to put it in front of my house.
Miss Manson, don't speak to her. Look at me. Yes. Don't look over there. Look over here. What part of look over here didn't you understand? Don't speak to her. You asked her to put the car in the garage and you gave her the keys.
Correct.
And she left the car out on the street.
Yes.
And a tree fell on it.
Yes.
And that's why she's responsible.
The car needed to be garaged basically because one of the windows was broken and it needed to be in the garage because of the weather element. She told me she would make sure that it was put in the garage.
Ms. Coleman, she's not responsible for a tree falling on your car.
I don't see how she's not responsible. I asked her to please garage my car for me until it is sold. She told me, yes, I will garage the car for you until the person comes to pick the car up. I received a call the next day stating that a tree had fallen on the car and that the car was parked out on the street. When I spoke to Tamisha on the phone and I asked her to move my car, I said, please put it in the garage because of the window being broken, and I didn't want anything to happen to it before it was sold. The sale of the car was going to pay for me and my children to be able to live. What she did with the car.
Listen to me. If your car was destroyed because she left the car that one day on the street and there was a snowstorm, a blizzard, and a typhoon, and the car was wrecked by water inside, and you could establish to my satisfaction, which probably couldn't, that she had agreed to put it in the garage to protect it from the elements. And because she didn't do that, the car was destroyed because the water got into the car through the broken window. Do you understand? Are you following me?
I'm following you.
Then, if I believe that, you might have a case. But the car wasn't destroyed from the elements. The car was destroyed because a tree fell on it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, tree falling on a car is what we call an act of God. Cannot be anticipated. So if your car had been flooded, and if I believe that she told you, even though you weren't paying her, that she would put the car in her father's garage. Now, you didn't speak to the father. You spoke to her. But if I believed that, maybe we would talk. But a tree falling on your car has nothing to do with her fact that she left it on the...
Your Honor, may I please?
You can speak all you like. Case is over.
But the whole thing is... The insurance company that her father had said that if they had have had it in the driveway, if they had have had it in the garage, that they would have completely paid for it. They took partial responsibility, meaning that they were liable for my vehicle.
Well, good for you.
They didn't even give us enough money to repair the car. And I made sure that I said, in the garage, Your Honor. And she didn't do it. She's irresponsible. Never does anything that she's supposed to do.
It's over.
How can you not, say that when I have...
I just said it.
Look
goodbye.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
How is it my fault that a tree fell on her car? Like, what do I look like, Johnny Appleseed? Would I go chop the tree down and let it fall on the car?
Tamisha didn't do what she was supposed to do. She didn't house the car in the garage. I asked her to put it in the garage, and she didn't.
What do I look like asking my father to move his $200,000 cars out of the garage for her $1,000 car?
As a result, me and my family are out of $6,500, and she gets to do whatever she's been doing, which is nothing.
My little brother had called me, and he was like, guess what? I'm like, what? He was like, the tree fell on Coco's car. And I'm like, shut up. And he like, nah, for real. And I just busted out laughing, and I called her.
She's done it before. She does things to hurt me all the time, so it's not a big deal. I accept her for who she is.
She never helps me anyway. All she do is try to make fun of me. She's jealous of me.
No, I'm not. She can't get anything from me. If she needed water and she was on fire, I wouldn't put her out.